films, screenings and video art. Be there for vital conversations and celebrate radical filmmaking, video and screenings. Women Making Choices, Thursday the 26th of September, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m, £2 or free, 16 plus, women only. Following a series of creative writing workshops at GWL, young British Muslim women have created short films exploring how they talk and think about personal relationships. At this screening of our Talking Head series of films, hear the short stories created during the workshops. Stories revealing the challenges young people may face, funny stories, and stories of possibility. This screening is subtitled. Pioneering Women in Video Art. Saturday the 23rd of November, 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. This event celebrates the launch of European women's video art in the 70s and 80s, a book that both recovers and reassesses the seminal contribution of women artists to the form and evolution of video. Editors Laura Lucy and Elaine Schemelt will be discussing some of the stories of these groundbreaking artists alongside key videos which will be on display in the library for the following week. SQIFF 2019 VR and Interactive Exhibition Launch, Thursday the 3rd of October, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m, 12 plus. A drinks reception to mark the launch of Scottish Queer International Film Festivals, SQIFF, virtual reality and interactive exhibition which showcases stories from around the world, told using the latest technology and innovative techniques. SQIFF 2019 VR and Interactive Exhibition. Friday the 4th of October, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday the 5th of October, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m, 12 plus. Through the nostalgic style of early gaming, gaining insight into the lives of trans people in Japan, hear the intimate childhood memories of LGBTQI plus people in Australia through an interactive documentary, and experience a 360 degree video of a mother and son discussing homophobia in Russia, plus lots more. The SQIFF team will be on hand to guide your experience. The projects in the exhibition use a variety of media and styles, and we aim to make this project as accessible as possible for deaf and disabled audiences. Africa in Motion present A Woman's Eye 180 Degrees, Thursday the 31st of October, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m, 15 plus. The world is a full circle of 360 degrees. To see it without a woman's eye is to restrict our field of vision. Ivode Nguyele, a young curator based in Cameroon, has brought together A Woman's Eye 180 Degrees, a selection of short films showing society through the eyes of African women who live in Tunisia, Senegal, Burundi, Rwanda, and Mali. This screening is subtitled. Time and Time Again, Friday the 29th of November, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. See a unique screening of moving image works by Women and the Law Collective from an archive of feminist film distributor Cineova. This incredible body of work mobilised filmmaking as a collective tool against state systems of oppression and discrimination against women. These films were made over the course of a single year in 1986. A collaboration between Lux Scotland, Cineova and GWL. Shifting Sands, Thursday the 28th of November, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m, £2, free, 16 plus. We are pleased to launch our new short film, Shifting Sands, which tells the stories of women moving on from abusive relationships. Charting a journey of survival and hope, this timely and important screening is part of 16 Days of Action Against Gender-Based Violence and follows new Scottish legislation criminalising psychological domestic abuse and coercive and controlling behaviour. This screening is subtitled in partnership with the Daisy Project. Book launch, Liz Rhodes, Telling Events Told. Saturday the 7th of December, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Telling Events Told is the first collection of writings by artist and filmmaker Liz Rhodes. Since the 1970s, Rhodes has been making radical and experimental work that challenges dominant power structures. Her writing addresses urgent political issues, as well as film history and theory, from a feminist perspective. Join Maria Paliso Cruz from Lux and the Visible Press with invited artists for an afternoon of readings from this new book.